welcome to the series of podcasts I've entitled 66 Books, which are 66 short vignettes which give an overview of all 66 books of our Bible. Today we have reached the book of 1 Samuel, the book of the beginnings of the kingdom of God. Originally, the two books of Samuel were one and provided a continuous history of Israel from the time of the judges to the end of the reign of David. The Septuagint was the first time that this history was divided, where they divided the book of Samuel into two books. 1 Samuel is often said to be the book of transition from theocracy, that is a type of government in which priests rule in the name of God, to that of monarchy. Because of this, many Bible experts consider it to be one of the most theologically important books of the Bible. The title Samuel is taken from the man who is a leading figure in the early part of the story, and who anointed the two kings whose lives are followed throughout the rest of the story. The period covered by these books is believed to be between 80 and 100 years. When thinking about who wrote the book of Samuel, the author of 1 Samuel is officially anonymous because it doesn't state who wrote it within the text. Jewish tradition, however, says that Samuel himself wrote it. Some think Samuel may have only written the first 24 chapters of 1 Samuel and that he didn't write the remainder of 1 Samuel or any of 2 Samuel. And they reach that point because his death is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 25. Now the Bible itself elsewhere does tell us that Samuel did indeed write a book, and he probably wrote the first part of what is now called 1 Samuel. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 29 refers to the book of Samuel the seer, and in the book of Nathan it is recorded that 3 men were said to have recorded the lives and acts of David from first to last. So some Bible experts believe that perhaps all 3 of these men contributed in scribing 1 and 2 Samuel. Thinking about the recipients of the book, those to whom this message would have been received, the book of Samuel, as I said, covers the years from the birth of Samuel to the death of Saul, which occurred around between 1105 and 1111 BC. So the time frame of 2 Samuel must also be considered when looking at these books. The book of 2 Samuel covers a period of approximately 40 years, and that extends almost to the time of the death of David. There is evidence within the text that 1 Samuel could not have been written prior to the death of Solomon, because 1 Samuel chapter 27 verse 6, a reference is made to the divided kingdom which didn't exist until after the death of Solomon. Yet the book was evidently not written too far after the death of Solomon. Therefore, considering primarily the contents but also the style of the books, it points to the earliest time after the divisions of the kingdom, about approximately when this book was written. The date is suggested to be around 925 BC. The book of Samuel was not written because of any particularly urgent need on the part of the recipients. Rather, God just wished to remind the nation of Israel of how the kingdom came to be established, as well as to teach some important spiritual truths along the way. The message, the subject of the book, is the establishment of the kingdom, moving from a theocracy to a monarchy. Samuel was the last judge, and he was the kingmaker who anointed the first 2 rulers of the new United Kingdom of Israel. Saul disobeyed God, but David was the first theocratic king. This means he allowed God to rule through him. The message of 1 Samuel is God is establishing his kingdom in Israel. However, Samuel was not able to bring about any lasting change in the nation. His sons that succeeded him as judges were seen to be pretty worthless, and the people demanded that the system of government be changed. Instead of wanting government by judges anymore, they wanted a monarchy, similar to the monarchies of the neighbouring nations. The outcome was the appointment of Saul as Israel's first king. But Samuel warned that this would not solve the nation's problems. Under the judges, they had already seen that God had punished Israel for its unfaithfulness, and under the kings, he would punish them just the same. During the early years of the Israelite monarchy, the nation's leadership retained many of the features of the leadership that operated during the time of the judges. This was seen particularly in the way the leaders received the power of God's Spirit to save Israel from its oppressors and carry out other tasks given. Thus, when Saul rebelled against God and was rejected, the Spirit of God departed from him and came upon David. In contrast to Saul, David submitted to God and desired to carry out God's will. With David, a new era definitely began, and Israel at last found the stability it had been looking for. The close of 1 Samuel and moving into 2 Samuel deals with the reign of David, whom Israelites would later regard as Israel's greatest king, and it was he who would establish the dynasty that would produce the promised Messiah, Jesus Christ. Thinking about the structure of the book of Samuel, the opening chapters of 1 Samuel carry on the record of Israel from the period of the judges right up until the period of the kings. The literary structure of 1 Samuel is clearly the people involved, namely Samuel, Saul, and David. So the first part of 1 Samuel deals with the transition of leadership to Eli to Samuel, and that is seen and witnessed from chapters 1 through to 8. In chapters 9 through to 15, we see the story of Saul and the establishment of the kingdom under Saul. And then in chapters 16 through to the end of chapter 31, we see the story of David and see the establishment of the kingdom under David. So when considering the whole overall purpose of 1 Samuel, it is simply to record the establishment of the kingdom and the transition of leadership in Israel from judges to kings. For the first time, Israel has a king and Israel becomes a kingdom. Israel was not now a priestly nation, but a royal nation. It has been suggested by some Bible experts that Samuel is the pivot on which the history of Israel turns. Samuel was the last judge, but he was also the first prophet. Samuel was probably also the greatest of the judges, successfully urging the people to put away their false gods and turn again to God, who in his mercy could rescue them from this and any situation. So in summary, 1 Samuel is the book where we see Samuel, the last judge, anointing the people's choice for king, and then again anointing God's choice for king. In short, God establishing his kingdom in Israel. In God's kingdom, he will rule through people, and he will use the kings to bring about his will, and he will use prophets to reveal his will.